cold music. A shell shock heading your way. It's time to talk a little bit of hockey with Dan Anders from the Hockey House in Brainerd. Dan, okay, welcome, Dan.
Thank you. Yeah, nice to have you. Nice to have me on again, John. I appreciate it.
How old are you?
Well,
seriously, how old are you?
Well, 43, and in a month will be 44.
Okay, 43. So I've kind of been out of touch. I have a lot of buddies who are hockey players and et cetera, et cetera. And I know you run a business, and I'm not meaning to put you on the spot, but I'd like to know what a good hockey stick costs, what a good hockey skate costs, and I've heard hockey skates are a lot different than they used to be.
Right. Yeah.
So okay.
Well, are you sitting down?
Kind of. I think I know what I'm going to get here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the top hockey sticks right now are at $299.99, and right, wrong, or indifferent. I was in a spot one time where I was standing with one of my reps, and a parent came up and found out that guy was the rep and started chewing him out. And said, these sticks are too expensive. Blah blah blah. And finally, after about 10 minutes of listening to him, my rep said, the guy says, I don't know why you guys run the price so high. And he goes, because you people will pay it. And that's the reality is that now we're starting to see a shift. We're going to see sticks come down. I shouldn't announce that right away, but I mean, you will see sticks prices come down in 2018, which will be a great thing, not only for the retailer, but for the family. And the top skate right now is at $950.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, well, you know, and the sad thing about it is that you can have custom ones made by a company called ZH out of Winnipeg. He does a lot of, if you watch an NHL game, you'll see a skate that really kind of, on a face-off, that really doesn't look normal. That's what it is. It almost looks like it's a plastic. It's not. It's a little more leather. And that skate, is $10.50 before you put the blade and holder on. But those are custom molded to your foot. They scan your foot. That's a whole different process. But they have those out there too. So yeah.
Let's go back to the stick.
Yeah.
So how often would, for example, a parent of a teenager, not maybe necessarily a high school player, how many sticks would they go through? Are they insert sticks like they used to be, or if you break a stick, it's gone, you get a whole new one?
Well, they do come with a 30-day warranty.
Okay.
The average kid that we see during the season, from maybe a peewee, which you're talking, 11 years old, he may break two a year. And most of that is kids standing in the locker room flexing the stick.
Sure.
That's where a lot of that comes from. Or a kid falls on it. It's not from shooting. Your Bantam kid will probably break, we see kids break, six, but I had a high school kid and he worked for me. One of the brothers of the five Minnesota brothers, the Andrews boys last year, I think he broke 18. And I think in my 6 years of being open, that is the record. He surpassed a defenseman we had from Brainerd a few years ago who had broke 14, and his parents cut him off and said, you go find your own sticks. Well,
wow.
So that 11-year-old peewee kid that John mentioned, is their stick is $299?
Well, he's probably a step down off what we call the senior stick, so he's in the intermediate. Those are running about $260, yeah.
So is the sales pitch from someone like you to say that little Johnny gets a stick when he's 10 years old and he can use it for 2 or 3 years, perhaps?
Well, what we tell him is buy the cheapest. Now, that's it. That's just like it is. If you look at, you go to a clothing store and you buy a pair of silver jeans. I don't wear them, but I mean, people do, and they cost, $100 and some. If you buy a pair of, Levi's, they're $40. Okay. Same thing in sticks. If you buy the top Bauer stick is $299, you can come down to the bottom stick for $60. Now it's heavier. It's not made out of carbon fiber. It's more fiberglass. That's what we try to tell parents: is start low, and if your kid progresses, and you think he needs the top end stick, or he's shooting pucks at home and earning it, well, yeah, then go ahead and buy it. But they're not going to last any longer if you buy a $300 one or a top one. And I've told the story 1,000 times when Scott Hartnell was in my store and TJ Oshie a couple summers ago. Kids walked up to him and said, "Hey guys, what are you guys using?" And they flat out looked at him and said, doesn't matter, kid, I can score a goal with any stick on the rack.
That's right. So my question is, do you ever see anybody in a youth hockey playing with a wooden stick?
Not past 10 years old.
Okay.
You know, we start them with straight blades. We tell them. But now the companies have got onto it, and they got $40 youth sticks out there already planting the seed. You know, it comes down to, you know, the kids want to be better. It's kind of like going out there, you wouldn't play tennis, you wouldn't start your kid at tennis, you know, today with a wooden racket. You know, you would give them a lighter one. You'd give them a baseball, you'd give them a lighter bat. Now, any stick made out of fiberglass, I mean, they're hollow, so any stick is still lighter than a wood. So you got to set your own price. Sure. Price point yourself. You know, well, same with skates.
It's kind of like golf. I mean, I remember when the big drivers came out, I would pay $500 and I would hope it would last a long time. But things have changed. Now you can get a decent driver for $300, which is still a lot.
Right.
But that sounds like actually like the stick industry, hockey
well,
stick.
Well, yes, it is. And here's the thing is that every time a kid breaks a stick, it's like breaking a driver. So
yeah.
your driver will, you know, if you don't wrap it around a tree, will last you probably 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you need it re-gripped or something, a hockey stick, you know, every time a kid shatters one, it's like breaking a golf club.
Are all hockey skates have removable blades? Or if you have a $1,000 pair of hockey skates and the blade breaks, are you screwed?
No, they do. They're all replacement blades. And Bauer, like on their skates, got a click-out trigger now. So a lot of kids carry two sets of steel. They'll say, hey, we like Dan at Hockey House to sharpen them, and they like the way Clafton sharpens them, and they want to go on the road, and they want to make sure they're all good to go. So they do carry a couple sets of steel with them. But, yeah, once you get past the $150 price point on most manufacturers now, I mean, well, there's pretty much only two left, Bauer and CCM. They all have removable steel, and we do a lot of repairs on them, and we have all that on hand here to do, but I mean, like most hockey shops do, and but that's a cost too. I mean, you got to start weighing that in too, is like how old the skate versus, $60 steel and, things like that. So.
Okay, one more last question I want to ask
you. And then we got to hear about
I know, but yeah. I want to know, Johnny is going to be a goalie. How much are goalie pads? How much does it cost to equip a goalie these days, a good goalie, high school goalie?
A good high school goalie, you'd be looking in, I just did our high school goalie's pads, and they were on the north side of $2,000.
Okay.
That was just for the leg pads.
Okay, let's stop right there. If we keep talking about
but she wanted custom ones, so I mean, I'm not going to throw her out. I shouldn't put her out there on a spot like that. But yeah. That's just an example. So.
If we keep talking about this, there will be no goalies in hockey anymore.
Well, there's already a shortage.
Well, but. Dan, last week you told us the big tournament going on, one of the ones you're following, the Hilltopper Tournament in Duluth. What happened?
Oh, let's see. Well, for the Arbiter Warriors, they went up there, took third place. They started out. They beat a Bemidji, which a team that they should have. They outclassed them, and Bemidji's a little bit down. But that not taking anything from Brainerd. I mean, Brainerd would have beat them. That's how decent Brainerd is this year. They would have beat them regardless, in my opinion. And then they ran into a tough Marshall team. And then they turned around and beat a very good Wayzata team. So overall, it was a great weekend, and for the Warriors, but it was good for Duluth, good for Hermantown up there. They all had pretty good showings in the tournament, and it's kind of a nice way to have some city schools come up out of the metro and play in a tournament. Get a couple 3 days up there, kind of see where everybody stacks up. And very exciting time of the year right now because you've kind of got that. Your underclassmen have got a half a season under their belt now, and, they're expected. They know what the coaches are going to expect of them, and, now it's going to get really fun here. Brandon's got a big one tomorrow night against Roseau, and then, I was also looking at the schedule here, too. We got a couple of good games in Coleraine area with Greenway playing Hibbing. I think they go to Hibbing tonight, and then they got Holy Family beat Moorhead. So that'll be a good matchup there, too, coming around, so...
And also another thing we have to look forward to is the Olympics, right?
Yeah. Right now we got the World Junior going on.
Right.
A lot of people in the hockey world know about the World Junior tournament, but maybe the casual fan doesn't. And that's the best 20-year-olds. And right now, like today, the semis, U.S. plays Sweden, which I've got a good Swedish heritage. My grandparents both came from there, so I'm kind of torn. I cheer for U.S., but hopefully, if they lose, then I cheer for Sweden. But then after that, it's the Olympics, and that's up in end of February, and that's going to be a kind of an new one for a lot of fans because, you know, us that grew up in the, you know, old when the amateurs played for Team USA, you know, you look at the roster and like, God, I don't know who any of these guys are, but by, you know, the fourth game of the tournament, you're kind of cheering for these people you never heard of. And I had a guy stop in my store the other day and looked at the roster, and it was kind of like that scene from Major League. Who are these guys? And I'm like, well, you know, yeah, they're... You can't take anybody on an NHL contract or pro contract, so you're getting guys that you know, are sitting around, you know, that have maybe, you know, playing amateur hockey somewhere or college or, you know, semi-pro somewhere, and that's what we kind of got right now on our team. So,
well, Dan, thanks a lot. We're out of time. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, can we play Stompin' Tom Collins next week? Little hockey game.
Stompin' Tom Collins? Who the heck is that?
He's a Canadian, old Canadian country singer. Look him up, and maybe we can have that be our theme song.
I think it's your responsibility to get it to us.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, we'll see you, Dan.
Right, thanks, bye.
You're tuned to Northern.
You feel your body growing numb. It will thaw. In a year or ten, it happens to everyone. Our friends can only watch and wait while the season slowly
changes. You're tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, 103.9 in Elion at KAXE.org. Connecting you to Northern Minnesota. Thanks for listening this morning. You got a lot of stuff still happening on Northern Community Radio this morning.